Up next is Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Pete's Ponderings is a selection of Pete's candid commentary on everyday issues for Kiwis, taken from his show, Afternoons. Listen to the live broadcast of Peter Williams' afternoon show at 1 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Coming up shortly, some comment and some excerpts from a very fine piece of journalism, a piece of journalism that, frankly, puts the mainstream media in this country to shame. That's not far away here on Reality Check Radio.
What I want to achieve with RCR is conversation. And I think we have lost the art of conversation.
With RCR, I just hope that people can learn that we can all be different, we can have our own opinions, have our own views, and have those conversations in a respectful way, because respect needs to be given, it needs to be earned, and I think that we can prove that people of all diverse perspectives, ages, opinions can have a platform and we can work and talk together, and so that's what I hope we get to achieve with RCR.
Just independent thought, alternative thought, and I expect that I will be castigated by many people for offering different opinions. But, you know, as I've said before, there is no such thing as a wrong opinion. Opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one.
The exchange of views, fair debate, no cancelling, no interrupting, no aggressive responses. We want to hear what people have to say. Whatever side you're on, and the listener, the consumer, with that information, can make of it what they will. That is the mission. It's a good mission.
You're listening to Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Now, it has been my intention on this first day of RCR not to worry too much about matters regarding COVID and the vaccine. I know that already before we even went on air online, we were being referred to as an anti-vax radio station. And for that reason, I very quickly concluded that I would not be mentioning matters about the virus and the vaccine much at all, because I think this country has moved on. The mandates are effectively over. Nobody much wears a mask anymore, and the whole social distancing thing and the campaign of fear are really in the rear vision mirror. And I reckon there is also a growing cynicism that after the Matt Hancock revelations in Britain, where he admitted using fear as a tactic on the British population, the same thinking was in place here too in the minds of our politicians, either consciously or unconsciously. So that was my thinking. Don't mention the vaccine. Don't mention COVID today. Maybe not at all. That was until an email arrived in my inbox at 7:01 this morning. You see, I subscribe to Thomas Cranmer's Substack. Now, I don't know who Thomas Cranmer is. It's a pseudonym for a person described as a lawyer who works in both Britain and New Zealand. I think it's a he, but then these days, who worries about pronouns? So let's say he has blown the whistle on some really important issues in the last year, like where the real power for iwi and hapu lies in the Three Waters legislation. And I tell you what, it's well beyond co-governance. That's maybe a story for another day. But today, Thomas Cranmer's Substack is headlined, "Pfizer Vaccine Approval in New Zealand Under Scrutiny, a Retrospective Analysis." Now, using official information requests and reports of public statements, Thomas Cranmer has written the following. The Pfizer vaccine was approved for use by New Zealand's regulator MedSafe on the 3rd of February 2021. The development was immediately welcomed by the then Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who stated, quote, "MedSafe's decision is the culmination of a rigorous assessment process over many months to ensure the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is safe and effective to use here. It is informed by the most up-to-date medical and scientific data. We can have confidence in their decision," unquote. However, in reality, Thomas Cranmer writes, in reality, the government's representation of MedSafe's assessment was overstated. Specifically, MedSafe's clinical assessment found, quote, the duration of the vaccine protection has not been established beyond 2 months. At this stage, there is limited evidence of protection against severe disease. There is no long-term safety follow-up information. And vaccine prevention of asymptomatic infection and disease transmission has not been established. Unquote. Therefore, when it made its benefit-risk assessment, MedSafe concluded, the benefit-risk balance of Comirnaty, that's the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine, for active immunization to prevent coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, caused by SARS-CoV-2 in individuals 16 years of age and older, is not clear. At this stage, there is evidence only for short-term protection, and longer-term safety data are lacking. However, experience with the vaccine is accumulating rapidly. Elsewhere in his report, Thomas Cranmer quotes Ashley Bloomfield in a briefing note to the then COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins, in February 2021, which says, quote, we do not yet have conclusive evidence on the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine at preventing or reducing transmission to be confident of the public health value of this vaccination beyond the individual level. So, unlike testing, which had a clear public health benefit, vaccination at this point in time is expected to reduce risk through a reduction in the likelihood of severity of disease and onward transmission. This may change as more evidence becomes available. However, at this time, mandatory vaccination is unlikely to be a justifiable limitation of the right to refuse medical treatment under Section 11 of the Bill of Rights Act. We all know what happened, of course, later in 2021. So that comment from Ashley Bloomfield to Chris Hipkins in February of 2021 said mandatory vaccination is unlikely to be a justifiable limitation on the right to refuse medical treatment under Section 11 of the Bill of Rights Act. Now, this is a very important piece of journalism, that it has been provided by a lawyer on a blog and not in a mainstream media outlet is frankly a blot on the New Zealand media industry. This is information which is all publicly available. I think it's explosive. And yes, it's all in the past. But thousands of people have been affected by those vaccine mandates. After reading this, at the very least, there should be some form of government apology to those affected by the vaccine mandates. But I am not holding my breath. You can read the whole story at Cranmer, C-R-A-N-M-E-R dot Substack dot com. And you don't have to pay. This is Reality Check Radio.
You've been listening to Pete's Ponderings on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Remember, you can catch Pete's full show combining smooth sounds and candid commentary on everyday issues for Kiwis and the Peter Williams Afternoon Show on our live broadcasts, 1 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. Right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.